Hey everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Ha 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 ha!
Peekaboo!
Hey, this is Miles.
What the hell was...
Remember that old Devo song, Peekaboo?
I thought that was Susie and the Banshees.
No, it was like Devo. Remember
Peekaboo,
that?
Peekaboo.
There's like a clown. He's kicking up like people off the stage. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that. I wasn't.
Some spooky clown.
I wasn't a Devo guy myself.
Peekaboo. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Trying to bring back the good old days there.
Sorry.
Remember Whippet? You remember that? Remember that lady was a mannequin? Or was she a lady? I don't remember. No one wore pots on her heads.
Hey, you know what mannequin video I was thinking about? Love in an Elevator. Oh, man.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, man. I'm talking about mannequins coming to life. Ooh, man.
Yeah. The regular Kim Cattrall moment for you over there.
Yes.
Since she was in the movie Mannequin.
What's funny was, like, most people listening to this won't know what the hell that is.
I know. It's an old movie.
What?
You mean that old lady on Sex and the City that always tried to show her titties?
What?
Yeah. That was old school at this point, I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
I went to the movies to see that. I think I was on a date, even. It was a date
what,
movie.
Mannequin?
Yeah, I went to see Mannequin, yeah.
I have seen more stupid date movies that I really would have never watched otherwise if I weren't just trying to get laid, you know, but...
There you go. Well, that's what the movie industry counts on, is the unlayable trying to get laid and going to see their crappy movies.
So, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, I didn't go there.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Nope.
Crap like that.
No, I saw like Mannequin and Cocktail.
No. I think it's
evidently I got laid earlier than you did because my movies are old.
Yeah. I guess so, man. Summer 42.
trying to think of all the ones. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
So, it's like, you know, when Animals Attack week around here, it's like...
That's about every week there at your place, I think.
Yeah, my wife was in bed. I was gone for the weekend. My wife was home alone. And we have two cats and two dogs. And so, like, the little Yorkie and the little kitten are mixing it up there on the bed, you know, wrestling and shit. Well, they used my wife's forehead as like a launching pad. So now my wife looks like Frankenstein. She looks freakish. She has this big diagonal
slash.
Now I'm gonna post it here when I get time. I will post it on our picture section.
Oh, okay.
I mean, fire pad. Yeah. And
how did she get your haircut? Is what I want to know.
Yeah, no, it's my wife. Yeah, it's not me, man.
Yeah.
Then, what else? Oh, so this kitten. We've had this kitten for a little while. I got his picture up on our picture thing there, but...
Yeah, is that Mighty Max?
Mighty Max. Yeah, he, I don't know what's wrong with this cat, but, like, he'll, like, when he takes a crap, I think he steps in his own crap.
Oh, nice.
Because I was sleeping the other night, and he jumps up. I mean, I was dead asleep, and I could just smell crap. Not my own.
I was going to say, did you have your finger close to your nose or what?
No, he was walking around my head. I'm like, oh, jeez. Oh.
Goodness.
There's something about cat crap in the morning, man. It's just like, oh.
That's a nice cat.
Oh, so I moved to the couch thinking, okay, so he follows me.
Well, wouldn't you, the responsible thing to do would be to clean the cat's foot so that you could
get it all over the house? Oh, I ran away. I was like,
this cat's walking around on three legs, and the fourth leg is leaving Mr. Hanky all over the house.
I don't know.
But a cat's foot.
I don't know if he had actually had it on himself or what, because he's like you. All he does is eat crap.
He's like me. Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I move to the couch, and the son of a bitch, he loves to bite toes. That's his thing. He loves to bite your toes.
He's a toe biter.
I know. Just like you, he's a tow bug.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to make the damn show funny this week. I'm stretching here. Help me.
I'm surprised that you don't like rent him out or something to your perverted friends. Hey, a 10 spot will get you some cat biting your toe, if you know what I mean. Or, for 15, you can watch him bite my toes. Because I know, some people like that.
You know what I really like?
You want to see him clean my belly button?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. Because you know what the Yorkie likes to lick now?
Oh, your ball sack.
In between my toes.
Oh, no.
My deceased dog used to like to lick my feet a lot.
And you would volunteer your feet for this task every night, right?
Yes. My dead dog used to lick my feet. Each foot she would work on for like 5 minutes.
She was like giving you some kind of doggy pedicure thing going on.
Yeah. Right? So now this little Yorkie, now his new thing is like feet. In between toes. This is like...
Somehow I got a feeling I know what you get whenever you go to the whorehouse.
There's an extra 50. I know it's going to sound a little weird, but...
I'm heading to the Bunny Ranch. You better put on some nice socks.
I don't want no poontang. I just want you to lick between my toes.
Yeah. And bark, like a real high-pitched bark.
No, I don't know. Why is this dog licking my feet? I don't.
You evidently have like some kind of calcified feet or something. I don't know.
Animals love my feet. You had a cat that loved my shoes. I don't
know. That's true. They used to sniff your shoes.
Yeah.
It was like a little cat crack den going on there.
We used to have a cat when I was, about my late teens, early 20s at home. My parents had this. It was a big tom cat. And the litter box was in the laundry room.
Yeah.
And he would take a crap and cover it up with one of my dirty socks. No one else's socks but mine. Now, explain that.
Well, evidently that was probably the closest smell to the shit that they could find.
Explain that to me. Explain that.
I'm going to put this little baby to bed.
Save it for later.
Miles, come here and see what your blanket is doing to protect my baby.
The baby turd.
You get away from that scoop, god damn it.
Mom, this cat put my sock in the cat litter again.
Oh, she thought it was funny.
Well, just pull it out, you big pussy.
She still tells people this stupid story. It's like,
that was such a smart cat.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
I wish we still had that cat.
Tyrone Tomcat.
There you go. My. That's too much.
Yeah. True story. All true.
So, toes clean now?
My toes are clean. The bedding is a little shitty smelling.
At least my own. It's a little shitty smelling, a little up higher on the bed.
Yeah. It's like probably someone's ass crack, right at midnight. You're trying to sleep. No, I was having trouble sleeping. That's what it was. I rarely have trouble falling asleep.
Yeah.
That night I was really having some problems falling asleep, and this cat jumps up and it was like, oh man.
Because your goiter basically suffocates you to sleep, and then your wife rolls you over and you
yeah.
One of these times she's going to be pissed off, and that's going to be the end of Miles.
I know. It's going to be like the elephant man. That's how the elephant man died. He finally just laid down and died. He choked to death. That'll be me.
I'm not an animal. I'm a graduate.
From SIU. Son of a bitch. Yeah, I'll go the same way. Believe me.
Yeah, really. Sorry. Goodness gracious. Poor little animals at your house. You didn't let the hissing cockroach get in bed with you, do you?
No, that's been dead for a long time.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's a good pet, though. I recommend it if you enjoy pets.
Hissing cockroach?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm trying to figure out I don't have any pet stories, sorry.
Oh, that's cool.
Unless you want to talk about the fact that my dog ate my headphones, so... That's a pet story.
He's going to be crapping some bows here in a few minutes.
Well, the dog, his kennel for the night, he sleeps in his kennel still because he's a puppy, pretty much.
Yeah. Right.
And it was close to a table where I keep a lot of my stuff, you know. And I had these headphones up on my table.
Right.
Evidently, either I or somebody else, I don't know who, I'm not placing blame, but the cord was dangling while he pulled it into his pen in the middle of the night.
Right.
And he chewed the shit out of him. So basically, I found a few bits of wire. I don't know what's going to be in his stomach, but I found a few bits of wire. I found the little mini plug. And I found a magnet because he chewed it up so much that all that was left from the earpiece was the magnet.
Oh, wow.
It was stuck to the bottom of his kennel. I was so pissed.
Are you waiting for him to crap to see what...
man, the dog ate my shit.
There, you don't think anybody's going to get mannequin. What about Cheech and Chong, you know?
Yeah, a la Cheech and Chong, yeah.
It's a little bit of Sensimilian Labrador, yeah.
It's Labrador.
Labrador. It's really good shit, man.
Oh, man, the dog ate my Cause headphones, man.
That's right.
Bullshit.
I think it was Logitech or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was pretty pissed about that. Pissed at the dog. And then,
did you beat him?
No, I didn't.
Did you?
I just don't have this. I just yelled at him and was like, God, you know.
You're stupid as this guy to the show with. You know that? You're just
That's right.
Stupid
as Miles. He probably ate his own headphones.
You're 2% smarter than him, for Christ's sake.
He ate one of those magnets. Now I can put my Heidi key on his belly. Anyway.
Oh, man.
But I was going to talk about the fact that, like, and I think I've talked about this before, but I've been getting these monster zits. It's crazy.
You've mentioned this from time to time that you've been a zitty.
I was never this zitty when I was in like high school. But God, right. Nowadays, I had one the other day, and I had to like for work. I had to go traveling, so I was like gone. But I didn't want to spend the night, and so like I drove. I forget where I was going. I think it was Jefferson City. But anyway, I went. You know, in the morning and did some stuff, and then I didn't get home until like 8 o'clock at night or something. And I had the zit, and it was like, you know, like a regular zit when I left. Mm-hmm. And when I got back, this fucker was like as big as a nostril or something. It was hanging up the side of my nose. And it was just pussy, and I gave it a little, touch.
Yeah.
And it erupted like, Mount Vesuvius all over the mirror.
Oh.
And I'm like, I haven't had a zit like that since I don't know when. It's just crazy.
Oh, man.
And then I got this other one. Like, recent. I got this one right now. It's just killing me. They're like knots. It's like some kind of... I'm turning into... Who's that Russian guy that they poisoned with the radioactive stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was about... 5 years ago,
They like he was a real good-looking guy, and then he now he looks like he's like a monster or something.
Right.
That's what I feel like because I got this like big fucking knot on my face, and it won't pop. It's a zit, like I don't know what it is. Ingrown hair. I don't know. I just can't stand it though. I'm like I never had to deal with this stuff. You know.
Yeah.
I'm using zit cream. It's crazy.
Are you going to be the spokesman for Clearasil?
Yeah, really. It'll be like Grecian formula Clearasil.
Hi, I'm Bob. I'm almost 40.
That's right. I got these big zits.
I'm a zitty bastard.
I'm a zitty bastard. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You know what I mean?
Well, all my friends are thinking about Viagra. I'm thinking about Clearasil.
No kidding. I think Clearasil has got some ingredients that Viagra has because,
They say, 40's the new 20, so...
Keeps you young. I know, but I didn't have zits like this when I was 20. Come on.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Well, do you remember me having a lot of zits in college?
No, you had a lot of moles on your face, but
I got a couple moles, but I got no zits.
Couple moles? Shit.
I'm trying to think. I only got like two, I think.
Yeah, you got a big one on your cheek, though.
Yeah, I do. I have one that's...
Like hair comes out of it.
Hair comes out of my whole face at this point, thank you.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's, thank you.
Gross. One of your another gross features.
Oh, there. Okay. One of my other gross features. Oh, you're just getting back for the goiter remark. I see. Didn't like the goiter part. So I guess you just didn't like the goiter comment. Is that what you're saying?
I hung up. I said, screw it. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. Screw it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the mole thing is an interesting thing, yes. Yeah. I enjoy that. But I was thinking, I don't know what's going on with my zitty face. You don't have that problem, do you?
Maybe.
Do you really?
Maybe.
I don't believe it. Now you're just toying with me.
I have a sebaceous cyst on my back that fills up sometimes and can be popped.
That's nice. What'd you call it? A what?
A sebaceous cyst.
What's sebaceous?
I don't know. My doctor, that's what my doctor called it. It can be popped sometimes.
Well, that's weird, huh?
And sometimes, like, stinky yellow fluid will come out. And sometimes it's a liquid, and sometimes it's a solid.
And sometimes it's a gas, but it usually comes from lower on my body.
Yeah. No, it's all like in my shoulder blade.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So what's he saying to do about this?
I never really asked for advice what to do, but... I didn't think it could be popped. It started growing.
Uh-huh.
And I let it grow and grow and grow.
Okay.
And it started feeling itchy, you know?
Yeah.
And my wife, you know, this is like before we had kids, I said, honey, could you play with this a little?
And she says, well, I guess since we don't have a cat to jump on me, I'll play with your sister.
This is a long time ago. She's like, oh my God, this thing burst open.
And out came Rodan.
Out of three different holes.
It's some kind of like candy injection system.
She said it was like some mini tube of toothpaste.
It's like Aquafresh.
Out of three different holes.
Nice.
And it's stinky. It smells like stinky feet, like if it's in its solid form.
So did you put it like between your toes for the dog to lick now or what?
Yeah, I did that now. No, it takes a long time for it to build up to pop it again, but it's...
Oh, nice.
Next time you see me, I'll let you touch it.
I don't really want to touch it, thank you very
much. My sebaceous cyst.
That sounds like a song.
The sebaceous cyst of love.
It's just you and me and my sebaceous cyst. Squeeze it. Play with it. Hey, baby, touch my cyst. But not too tough. I'm trying to build it up a little bit.
My brother John and my sebaceous cyst. Come on.
It's a polyorchid cyst.
Luckily, it's on my back, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's not on my balls or something. Jeez, that'd be...
Quit playing with that!
I'm not. I'm pinching my cyst.
Jealous?
Yeah. It's coming out of three holes.